Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Anthony Lima. Lima, what's going on?
What is going on? What an honor it is to talk to the prodigy of Cleveland Sports Talk Radio. Just the embodiment of Noah Eagle is right on our radio station, so it is sincerely terrific. I want to congratulate you for the big gig, and gotten a chance to listen plenty lately, and I love the quarterback big board. So it's one of my favorite running gimmicks in the history of sports radio, 92.3 The Fan. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate the congratulations. And you liked that. I saw on one of the first ones after the gig, you commented on the Mason Rudolph picture, which I feel like a lot of people never picked up on. So
that was fun. I got to be honest, that's the only thing I saw.
Good. I'm glad.
My eyes were fixated on the Mason Rudolph picture. But you know, it's so interesting. I don't know how opinionated your listeners, your tweeters have been as of yet. I imagine pretty much so. Anytime we bring up Shador Sanders, and now obviously Cam Ward has gotten more run too when it comes to the quarterbacks. I'll get to Myles Garrett in a second. But the more and more that I listen to people, their opinions are totally set in stone, which is hilarious considering not only are we not at the combine, the decision makers around the league just got to the combine. And if you've ever paid attention to what these guys say, very rarely do they have their minds made up before you even get to the combine. I mean, they didn't get a chance to even talk to, you know, players and get a sense of how they are on a whiteboard, you know, to be able to communicate, you know, get a sense of who they are, have their investigators, you know, find out, you know, how these kids, or whatever you want to call them now, how they were on campus. And now, of course, many of these QBs, they transfer, so they've got a story to tell in various places across the country. And yet, don't you kind of laugh when our callers and our tweeters and people that all want to weigh in are like, nope, my mind's made up. Absolutely cannot take this guy or this guy. I'm like, that's not what NFL GMs do. Like, they would get fired if they didn't take in all the information they possibly could. And famously, now you were probably 3 years old at the time, but famously, Baker Mayfield was not a consensus pick in that building. And John Dorsey admitted that he still hadn't made up his mind before the combine. And nor would I want my GMs to make up their mind. So if they haven't made up their mind, why are all of our callers making up their mind?
Yeah, it's honestly weird because, and I heard you talk about this a little bit this morning, the fact that throughout the final month leading up to the NFL draft and month and some change, the amount of guys that you see sort of rise and drop and just combine stock, you know, whether it's not, it's the raw physical testing, obviously not so much for the guys at the top of the draft, but lower, just how many guys rise and fall throughout that. And consensusly, they do poorly in the interviews. All of a sudden, you know, they're a top 5 pick down to a top 10, top 15 pick. I don't know how anybody makes up their mind prior to is seeing that. I mean, the tape speaks for itself and it plays a large part in that, but to rule a guy out is wild. Like, I could see, hey, I think I like Cam Ward better than Shador, but I can't see, I wouldn't draft Shador. No chance. Absolutely not. The 4 years of tape he's put out has been so bad that NFL draft experts are laying out the fact that, yeah, it could be a top five, top 10 pick. He could go number one, could go number two. And you're telling me, yeah, I wouldn't even draft him in the first round.
Well, imagine if you would have made up your mind on Abdul Carter and then you find out he may need a screw in his foot. Do you really want to draft Zdrunas Ogauskas at number two overall with the with what could be the first or the second of a litany of injuries? It's too early to tell. Obviously, you want to go through and comb through the medicals and everything. But this is why you would never, if you were really doing this job for a living, you would never make up your mind the way that so many people around the country and certainly in Northeast Ohio have made up their mind. But I do want to talk about Myles Garrett because I think it's a fascinating topic. Now, you could argue, hey, what's really new here? You know, there were some rumors started by, you know, maybe it's the Cleveland Browns influencer community. I'm not sure. But there were a lot of rumors that Myles was, you know, talking extension. And then obviously it's been the lead on every show in Cleveland. Now, we know what Myles thinks of that. So I honestly think, guys, that he, Myles, has just given the gift of a lifetime to this organization and the fans. And what I mean by that is, you know, I've made the point time and time again that the Browns are old, they are expensive, and they're bad. That is a perfect storm 100 times out of 100 to start accruing assets. Normally, it's also when you fire GMs and coaches. They didn't do that, which is complicating the issue. So what I was nervous about was that the Browns are going to be stuck in this vortex of 1 foot in a rebuild, 1 foot in a pivot, and how many feet do people have? Do they have three? Because if you had another foot, it would be in still trying to compete. And the reality is no team in this situation, especially staring at Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, what's developing with the Chargers. I mean, you would never in a million years try to compete with your situation where the Browns is. Oh, did I mention they're also capped out? And what I mean by that is they have so many issues, you know, dealing with their contracts that they're not going to be a significant player in free agency this year, no matter what the cap bros will tell you. So this is the problem. And I think he gave you a gift. He gave you a gift. The nonsense needs to stop. Myles doesn't want to be here. And furthermore, it doesn't make sense for him to be here if you can truly have a Myles Garrett sweepstakes and be able to get not only capital, draft capital this year, but also next year. And next year is the year you truly want the draft capital.
Yeah, and you have the opportunity, like you said, it's a sweepstakes. I mean, everybody in the NFL is going to be willing to bid on Myles Garrett. It's the perfect scenario. I've been saying it for months. Before any of this even happened, it was basically you're in the right situation to rebuild right now. Following 3-14, everything that's gone wrong, you're right there waiting for it, and they've just denied it at every turn and continue to deny it at every turn, despite Myles selling to you that now there's nothing that can be done. This is, I want out, I want out. There's nothing else you can say. It just trade me at this point, and they're still going to come out. I'm sure they'll say something by the end of the combine of, no, we still don't plan to trade Myles.
Well, and obviously I get it. Like, right. You know, there's no reason necessarily to publicly say you're definitely moving him now. But I do wonder when we're going to see a leaked report that they offered him the most lucrative non-quarterback contract in the history of the game and that they were ready to fully guarantee it with maybe some stipulations. I would not be surprised if that gets leaked. And it's got to be weird if you're the Haslams or any billionaire for that matter. When life has been the way it has been for entrepreneurs or family businesses and they make it to the stage where they are billionaires, they are typically able to buy themselves out of a lot of problems in real life, whether it's in a legal situation, whether it's being able to take over other companies, whether it's having to deal. We've had some pretty famous people in this country deal with bankruptcy and be able to get out of it because of their banking relationships. So in this case, like how many times have the Haslams truly in their lives been told your money is no good here? It's not going to be about money this time around. That had to be a shell shock situation for that family, especially considering the resources that they have devoted to this football team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I mean, that has to be a smack in the face of just, there's no amount of money you can come out. I'm honestly waiting for the report, and the fact that you haven't gotten one has made it a little bit interesting, I think, so far to this point of, no, we're going to get Miles back, we'll hand him the contract. Usually, I feel like NFL insiders are pretty quick to that, and why wouldn't Miles be willing to leak that, right, if they're trying to throw him stuff and he's truly saying no? If that's come out and they've actually attempted it up to this point, I feel like wouldn't it not be in Miles' best interest to then throw that right back and be like, here's what they offered me, and I said no.
Well, the NFL newsbreakers, the insiders, they're busy getting skirmishes. They're admonishing each other in coffee houses. Can you imagine if that were happening, like Hall of Fame weekend? They go to maybe one of your favorite burger places, maybe it's Swenson's, and you've got Mary Kay Cabot getting into it with Tom Pelissero. Oh, can you imagine the storylines?
Oh my! I would die to be in there at that time. I don't know what I would do. I would lose my mind. I'd probably do what you're doing right now and call into the radio station, whoever's on. Which at that point, if we're at a burger shop, it'd probably end up being me. So the call wouldn't go so well. It'd be a call to myself, but it would be. I would have to. I'd be like, you would not believe what just happened. I'm reporting live on the scene. It would go from radio to TV very quickly.
See, that's how we're, maybe you can be the one to break the story. So you can be the one to break the story that we have Tom Withers on tomorrow morning in for Ken Carmen, 6 to 10. Now, I have often dubbed Tom Withers of the Associated Press as the LeBron James biographer. Now, I don't know that he ever wrote a biography, but nobody has been with LeBron James more throughout their career in the media. That includes Windhorst. That includes Dave McMenamin. Nobody has been closer than Tom Withers. And I am very excited to talk to Tom and see, where does this Cavs team stack up with all the LeBron teams, and has he allowed himself to truly think about what a Cavs LeBron James Los Angeles Lakers finals would be like?
Yeah, you got a lot of good stuff coming up to you tomorrow morning. Tom is going to be definitely, I feel like you have a great combination of just a good person across from you to have a conversation with. And also, if you want to dive deep into something that's gone back within the last 20 years, very easily does Tom Withers have your back, and beyond that as well. So I won't be missing it. I'm sure everybody else will not want to miss that either. So at 6 a.m., you can listen to Anthony and Tom live together as Tom fills in for Ken Carmen.
All right. Thank you so much, Jake. Once again, very excited to hear you. And first time, long time. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.